In this context that you just created, so like the middle way, non-self, dependent origination, everything is maybe equanimity and paramyata, everything seems to be like the same thing.
Yeah. It's not very difficult. It's not far away from us. We've been hearing about it for a long time. There's that perplexity or the tendency to doubt or the tendency to look for something else or the resistance to truth, the resistance to reality. Mindfulness and clear comprehension, it's not just to be focused in the present moment, it's to be willing to accept the way things truly are. Oh, it's like this. Non posso meno. It's like this. So it's really important. It's very, very direct. And you know, of course, you know, the tools that the Buddha gives us are really, it's like learning how to use the tools skillfully. Dependent origination, tilakana, the three characteristics of existence, the Four Noble Truths. Really, how do we apply them? How do we live with them? How do we steep our hearts in them so that there is a relinquishment and a letting go? And not an annihilation, not a pushing away. It's just sort of like, it's a relief to let go. You know, we've been carrying around a lot of burdens.